and are serious about the privilege we have is just for Danny and Tracy to be joining us. I just feel it adds something to us. So without further ado, Danny, I hope we get to hear you say booty today. I love it, man. I love it. So we'll pass it along. Bless you guys.
Hallelujah. So how long have we got, Pastor Scott? To 20 minutes. Okay, 20 minutes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, most of you know that me and Tracy are from Whakatane, and they're thinking, with an accent like that, I don't think so. Originally from Scotland. But anyway, from Whakatane, been living there for 16 years. Tracy is from Whakatane. She met me in Scotland a lifetime ago. 28 years we've been married now. And we came over here 16 years ago, back to our hometown in Whakatane. Been there, been doing a lot of Bible college teaching over the last few years and helping other churches. We're involved with Shake All Nations over there, and we help them very much so along the lines to build a church, and that's what we do. We just love to help people build a church. That's what we are. We're builders. You know, I'm not don't master builder, but we're builders. Builders of the church. And but we just want to give a little bit of vision about, we're so privileged and so thankful to Pastor Scott and his wife that they've acknowledged the gifts upon our life, and they're pulling upon the gifts and the people in this church. Last year, you know that we did those 8 weeks, New Creation Reality teachings. And we really believe that it's line upon line, precept upon precept, to build your life. And so privileged again to come here. So on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, we are going to kick off again, but we're going to do 8 weeks on the gifts of the Spirit, right? The gifts of the Spirit. There are 9 gifts of the Spirit. 9 manifestations of the Holy Spirit. There's 9 fruits of the Spirit. Interesting, isn't it? All in threes. And then 9 gifts of the Spirit, all in threes. And the funny thing about the gifts of the Spirit, there's 9 gifts, but they are all linked together in threes. They're all linked together in threes, and you'll find that they'll work together in the categories that they actually are. So we're going to do an 8-week course on the gifts of the Spirit, and it's about 12 hours of teaching. And we do have manuals for this course. And I mean, the course is $60 if you want the manual, right? For the whole course. If you don't want the manual, come along to the classes. There's no charge. You just come along, take your notes, and we're happy to teach the Word of God. But if you want the manual, it's $60 to go with the teaching. Now, the foundations. I'm sitting there today, and you know, this really is a prophetic church. Very, very prophetic church. I'm sitting there, and there was so many things happening. I'm sitting there, and my spirit was just going left, right, and center all over the place, just grabbing a hold of things by the Spirit of God. And God has taken me into certain scriptures. But why? Because we were such in the presence of the Lord in this place. That's a privilege. There's many churches that don't have that same anointing to drag you into. And one of the things that I actually heard when I was sitting there was, they're setting such an anointing on the worship in this place, right? Because there was 2 things that I had I wanted to speak about was this. You see, there's the gifts of the Spirit, right? The gifts of the Spirit, the manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit that are by the Holy Spirit, and they manifest through the Holy Spirit. But then there's the covenant of Almighty God that we have as a body of believers, right? And that was the 2 things I was aware of there today. There's the gifts of the Spirit, and there's the covenant of God. I believe, personally, that the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit are really for the world. They're for outside the walls. And we had some of that tonight in here, right? Today, through that prophecy there, through that prayer. The gifts of the Spirit. Now, does that mean that God won't use the gifts of the Spirit? Of course He will in the church. Of course He will. But really, they are for the world. Why would I say that? Because I believe that we have a covenant with Almighty God that was established through the cross of Jesus Christ, and the resurrection of Jesus. And that was one of the things I heard today when I was there. I was in there and I heard Jesus saying, I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection and I am the life. And I heard, if you would just believe, you remember when he said to Mary? Remember when Lazarus died, right? And they were beside themselves that their brother died. And Jesus comes and Jesus is taking his time, doing his thing, right? And we're always in a panic. Got to do this, got to do that. God's not in a panic. God's got a time for everything. Faith is actually a rest. There's no panic when you're in faith. So this is the thing I heard sitting there too, was that I heard Jesus saying, I am the resurrection and the life. And then all of a sudden the lights went on. I am the resurrection and the life. And I heard the light going on, and it was this. It was, he knew who he was. He knew who he was. And I knew that God was saying to us, we need to know who we are. And we need to know who is in us. The greater one that dwells in us. The resurrection power that dwells in us. I am the resurrection and the life. I am. I always will be. That's what he was sent to me today. I am the resurrection. And if you will only believe, you will see the glory of the Lord. That's what he said to Mary. But that's what he's saying to the church. So what am I saying? The gifts of the Spirit and the covenant of Almighty God. Now, the gifts of the Spirit are part of that covenant. But I'm trying to separate them for a little bit here to show you something. The church should be walking in divine health because of the word of God that's been preached, that we take things by faith. Right? You remember the woman with the issue of blood? Right? The woman with the issue of blood, it says that she heard. What did she hear? She heard about Jesus. She said, what about Jesus? Jesus was the healer. That's what he was doing. He was going from town to town. He was healing the lame, opening the eyes of the blind, raising the dead. That was what was going on in the town. Come on. When somebody's in your town raising the dead, it's going to go like wildfire. Right? Come on. Somebody gets raised from dead in the town, it'll be all over the paper, things will happen. So in that time when Jesus was doing these things, that message was all over the place. And this woman with the issue of blood for over 18 years, right, was struggling in her life. And it says that she heard, but she didn't just hear, she heard and then she said, which I heard what the pastor was saying. Did you hear another thing I heard? God spoke and says, let there be light. The power in your mouth. The power, if you will believe in your heart and you will confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ, Lord, you shall be saved. You are saved divinely by making a confession and grabbing a hold of it by faith, right? Jesus by faith. You got saved. Your eternal salvation was based on a prayer that you spoke out by the Spirit of God, right? When the Spirit of God spoke to you and revealed Jesus to you, and then you made a confession of your faith, and that's what caused the miracle to happen inside of you. She, the woman with issue of blood, heard. And then she spoke and she said, if I but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Right? What is she doing? She's using faith. Faith. She believed that if she got into Jesus' presence and touched the hem of his garment, she would be made whole. And you know the story run about that woman with issue of blood, you know, unclean, could not be in that presence. She was taking her life in her hands by even entering into that situation. But hey, like we heard today about the lepers, you know, she didn't care. She'd been suffering for over 18 years. Doctors worked on her for all those times, spent all her wealth and her money and whatever, and nothing better was happening. So what did she have to lose? Right? So she says, if I can get to Jesus, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. So the reality is, she pushes through the crowd. She pushes through the crowd. Come on. The crowd can be the things in your mind. How many things are crowded in your mind when you're trying to get to Jesus? If you're in sickness, if there's things, you know, if there's family issues or whatever's going on in your life, and all these things are crowding your mind, and it's just blocking you from getting to Jesus, right? Because there's crowded things around your mind and people's and opinions and all sorts of things, right? But she says, if I can get to it. So she pressed through the crowd and she touched the hem. Now, I don't know if you know this, but on the hem of Jesus' garment, was all the commandments, was all the promises of God were written on the bottom of that garment. So she was touching the word of God upon on the hem of that garment. She was touching, he was the living word. He was the living word. But she touched the hem of his garment, which was the promises, which was the word of God from that garment. And it says instantly, it says what? that divine healing anointing left him. Virtue left him, and she instantly got healed. Instantly got healed and stepped back. And then Jesus turned around the crowd and says, "Hey, who touched me?" And the disciples go, "Hold on a minute. Who touched you? There's thousands of people here. What do you mean, who touched you? They're all touching you." No, 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 no. Jesus knew somebody touched them by faith. See, faith is what touches Jesus' life. Faith is what takes you into that place with Jesus. And so all this is going on there, and I'm sitting there at that couch. And you know, when you were saying about, you know, entering into the presence and the other thing about being cracked open, all these things were just firing up in my spirit. And I realized, Jesus, the reason why that you have anointed praise and worship people to take your people in, because it takes, you see, Jesus in the natural, in the physical man is not here like she pressed through the crowd to touch the hem of his garment, right? He's not here in that physical body, but he is by his spirit in this body. And also the praise and the worship opens up. We talk about that cracked vessel I heard earlier on. The vessel, the other thing right on the back end of that was this. Jesus was saying, "Hey, from your belly shall flow rivers of living water. From your belly shall flow rivers of living water." You can crack open the vessel through the praise and through the worship when you press into the crowd, when you make a determination to press into the presence of Almighty God, through the crowd, through all the things that's happened in your life. And we are such so blessed because of the music is so anointed in here. It helps you, it spurs you, it lifts you inside and rises you inside to what? To press through the crowd so that you can touch your Jesus and your covenant can be released into your life. And then you start to make the confessions in that place and you start to decree who he is. I am the resurrection. I am the life. So that's the covenant that we have with God that we can grab a hold of. So I talk some of that stuff in the teachings. But the other side is this. The gifts of the Spirit. 9 gifts of the Spirit. Of course God will use them within the church. Prophecies and tongues and interpretation. See, they all come in. There's 9 of them. I'll give you some of them here, right? So there's a gift of faith. Right? There's a working of miracles. And there's the gifts of healings, which is plural. It's plural. Gifts of healings. There's all different types of manifestations of healings. It's plural. So them 3 will usually work together. Right? They call them the power gifts. And then you've got 3. So there's 3 that do something. And then there's 3 that say something, which is prophecy, tongues, and interpretation. There's 3 that say something. And they are the manifestations of the Holy Ghost. So when it's tongues, interpretation, and prophecy, see, tongues, it's not the tongues that you pray in every day in your heavenly language. It's not those tongues. Because you can pray in the Spirit, anytime you want, by the Spirit of God, that's your heavenly language, entering into the presence of God. But that gift of tongues is one of the gifts of the Spirit. That's a manifestation of the Holy Ghost, that gift of tongues. And with that gift of tongues, there's a manifestation of interpretation. So that tongue can be interpreted by the Spirit of God. So there's 3 gifts in that arena. So there are 3 that say something. And then there's 3 that reveal something. And the 3 that reveal something is what? The word of knowledge, the word of faith, right? The word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and the discerning of spirits. So the word of knowledge is something that reveals something that's happening now, or it's even happened in the past. Come on, do you remember when Jesus is at the well, and the woman comes to him at the well, and he's getting a drink, and she's talking to him, and he turns around and he tells her, and he says to her, you know, the husband, the guy that you're with now, basically, is not your husband, and you've had 5 husbands before. Right? That was the word of knowledge in operation. That made her a believer. That made her. That's the power of the gifts of the Spirit. When the power of the gifts of the Spirit come into operation, they convince somebody, it reveals something in their life, and it causes basically faith to be imparted to them. But she went back into the town and she is just overwhelmed, and she's telling everybody about this Jesus. Because he revealed something about her life. He revealed that she had 5 husbands before. He revealed that the guy that she was living with right now wasn't even her husband. How did he know that? The word of wisdom. See, Jesus operated. See, people can say, oh, that was Jesus. No, hold on a minute. That was Jesus. No, Jesus was the Son of God, always will be the Son of God, but he did not operate as God in those gifts. He operated by the Holy Ghost. Come on, Luke chapter 4, verse 18, right? Because it's Jesus Christ. He's the anointed one, right? He is the anointed one. But yet in Luke chapter 4, in verse 18, it says, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and anointed him. Why would he need to be anointed if he was already the anointed one? Because he never operated out of the deity of the Son of God. He operated as a man by the Spirit of God, under the anointing of God, under those gifts. Because if he would have done anything from the divinity of the Son of God, me and you would have never been able to do anything. Me and you would not have been able to do heal a fly's eyeball. You could not heal a fly's eyeball. And you still cannot heal a fly's eyeball. But you can walk in the anointing when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And that's why it says in Corinthians chapter 12, there all the gifts of the Spirit are mentioned there. And he says, as the Spirit wills. Now, is the Spirit of God willing? Of course he is. He's willing. And it says, he disperses those gifts as he wills. You know, you're standing in line, oh, I'll have this gift, oh, I'll have that gift. Let me just put some into context here. When somebody operates in a word of knowledge, or a word of wisdom, or even the gifts of healings, or the manifestations of the working of miracles, it is not their gift. It's a manifestation of the Holy Spirit who dwells in them and who also comes upon them at that particular point in time. It's the Holy Spirit. Because if it was your gift, Pastor, and you had the working of miracles, you would just go to the hospitals and clean the hospitals out. Right? If you had the working of miracles constantly working in your life. Come on. I'm going to teach all about this stuff, right? We've got to get these things in perspective. How many times did Jesus and the apostles of Jesus walk by the gate of Beautiful every morning to go to prayer, right? Every morning. To go to prayer when they were with Jesus, all those them 3 years, walking to the prayer room and to pray, and they walked by the man at the gate of Beautiful who was crippled. And not one time did Jesus heal that man. And he was sitting begging at that gate every single day. Right? Every day. But one day, Peter and John are walking by, going to prayer. And all of a sudden, they turned around and looked at him. And I believe it's the manifestation of the Holy Spirit at that point in time. They looked to him, and the beggar is begging and looked up to him and begging for something. And they turned around and he says, silver and gold have I none, but what I have in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm now rise up and walk and be healed. What is that? That was the gift of faith into operation. That was one of the power gifts. That was one of the gifts of the Spirit in operation, and the working of miracles and the gifts of healings all in operation at that point in time. Yet they walked that road every single day, right? Every single day. Come on, even the Apostle Paul, remember when he's walking through the cities preaching the gospel and he had that demon-possessed woman, remember? In the city, and the Bible talks about that the whole city was under the influence of that foul demonic spirit over that city because of the soothsaying, the demonic, you know, that the witchcraft soothsaying spirit that was on her life and gained her master's wealth because of that gift that was upon her life, which was demonic. The Bible says that she followed the Apostle Paul for over 3 days. 3 days. Why did he wait 3 days? Because Jesus makes statements like this, and he says, I can do nothing unless I see my Father do it, and I say nothing unless I hear my Father say it. Jesus had such a relationship with his Father. He saw his Father do it, and he stepped into that realm, and he done what he saw his Father do, and he spoke what his Father said. So we have to have a divine relationship. We have to have an intimate relationship so that we can see what our Father wants us to do and hear what our Father wants to say by the Spirit of God. So Paul's walking for 3 days, and after the third day, it said he was aggravated. He was annoyed in his spirit, and it said he turned round, and it said he rebuked that demonic spirit and cast it out of her, right? What was that? That was the discerning of spirits. As he's walking, the discerning of spirit, the word of knowledge and the discerning of spirit together, working together, he knew what it was. Because she's making statements, oh, these are the men of God. It sounded like she was speaking a godly thing. It sounded like she was godly. It sounded like she was doing nothing wrong. He knew it was a demonic spirit working through her by the Spirit of God come upon him, and he turned around and he cut. And now, he ended up getting thrown into prison because of that, right? So there's many times you will operate in the gifts of the Spirit and whatever. The church starts to flow in these things. That's why the enemy comes and tries to persecute the church and tries to do all these things, because the church has been without power over the years. We've had all great doctrine and all great teaching, but why that we teach on the Word of God? You see, faith comes by hearing, people, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So the more the Word of God is preached, the more faith will come to your heart to believe God to step into this arena. When I met my wife, before I met her, I was in Nigeria. I'll bring it now to personal, and I'm going to hand over to Tracy quickly. I'll just give you a quick story about me and before me and Tracy. Tracy came from this country, came to Scotland, met her for a few weeks, and then I was on my road off to going to Nigeria for 3 weeks to preach in Nigeria. And a lot of prayer went into that. I mean, months and months of prayer, worship, dedicating ourselves to the Lord. These people in Nigeria are intercessors, great prayer warriors over there. We get there. The whole thing was supernatural. For 3 solid weeks, it was supernatural. Walking in divine supernatural. People were getting healed. I mean, I'm sitting in a meeting one night, and all of a sudden I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, there's a witch doctor in the congregation. I'm thinking, a witch doctor? I'm sitting, my pastor friend, he's preaching. I'm sitting there, and I look out in the congregation. I can see, because I'm looking for somebody with paint on their face. Forget that stuff, right? This guy was sitting with a shirt and tie taking notes in the congregation. I looked around by the Spirit of the Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord showed me exactly who it was. And he was sitting, which I didn't know what it was at the time, he was sitting at this with his hands, and he had jujus, the spiritual witch doctor stuff within his hand. He was messing with the jujus. Now, later on that night, when we talked about all these things that happened in the service, the minister that was ministering that night, the pastor, he said, the amazing thing about it was when I was preaching to the right-hand side of the congregation, and I felt I couldn't get over this side of the congregation. I said, that's the side he was on. This is the side he was on here, right? And I had the Spirit of the Lord say to me, a witch doctor. Well, as the Lord said that to me, the guy gets up, he walks out, and he walks right outside the building. But there's no windows in the buildings there because it's just mud huts, right? No windows. And I'm looking, and I can see the guy outside, and his hand is up in the air outside, right? So anyway, me being me, and this is about learning to walk with God and hear the voice of God. And yet God warned me before I even went to Nigeria. Very specifically, he says, you need to listen to me. You need, you know, when I'm telling you things, you need to take your time and listen and ask the question and ask me what I want to do. Well, did I do that? No, I didn't. I missed it at this point in time. I'm just telling you one of the things how I missed it, right? But anyway, he showed me this. The guy walks outside. So I gets off the seat and I'm walking outside. I'm looking for the guy. What was I going to do? I've got no idea. I'm still young in the Lord at that point in time, right? 1987. Looking outside. Anyway, walks around, can't see him, turned around, the guy's back inside. So anyway, that night, we had an awesome time of prayer. And we were worshiping God, and God spoke to us divinely. And I was sitting at the table, and I was questioning what I saw and what I heard from the Lord because of what was going on before I even told these other two guys that I was with. And we were sitting at the table, and this man that was sitting, this assistant pastor from the church in Scotland was sitting with me, and all of a sudden, he starts prophesying. He had no idea what I was thinking in my heart. He had no idea what I was meditating on. I was meditating on that meeting, what happened in that meeting, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and he says, yes, what you saw tonight was it was me that showed you it. There was a witch doctor within that congregation tonight, and he says, all I wanted you to do was to sit where you were and basically look with your eyes, and he says, I was about to do something in that situation. Now, I found a scripture in the Bible later on after that, and it says, the eyes of a king, they dispel darkness. The eyes of a king. The king, when the anointing of the king, the anointing of the king is upon your life. And even when you're looking directly by the Spirit of God through the eyes. Come on, you know, pastor, sometimes in the congregation and you look out and all of a sudden you just see things. It's the king looking through you. It's the anointing that's on your life and you're seeing things by the Spirit of God. That was all God wanted me to do that night, was to look. And he says, I was about the light would have dispelled the darkness in that situation. So I learned a lesson that night. When God shows you things and he speaks things to you, you've got to ask the questions. Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to operate? It's about communication with the Holy Spirit in the situation. So that's what we're going to be teaching about. Lots of stories along these things. Hey, Tracy, come and share this, what you want to share.
Hey, good morning. Right, I'm going to wrap it up and bring it home. I like to teach and I like to be down to earth and get into nitty gritty so that we here and we're now. Amen? Now, the Lord says that he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Okay, so we're here to encourage you all to come to the gifts of the Spirit. Amen? The biggest enemy in our life is actually lack of knowledge or ignorance. Okay, so for me, this is like opening up a restaurant. Okay, how many of you go to a restaurant, sit down and don't open up the menu and have a look at it to see what you want to order? None of you. None of you. Otherwise, you'd be sitting there and you'd be sitting there all night. No one's going to come and serve you. Okay, so the gifts of the Spirit, the words of knowledge, words of wisdom, all of them. It's like coming into a restaurant. If you come and you sit at the feet of Jesus, because truly that's what's going to happen. Jesus, one of the most things he ever did on planet Earth was he taught the people. He went around teaching the people. Amen. He taught them the kingdom of God, but also he backed it up with signs and wonders following. When people, we're trying to share Jesus with people, and they say, well, I need proof. And then you go, huh? You need to have a backup. And I love the oracle gifts. I love gift of prophecy. I love word of knowledge. I love word of wisdom. Okay, not all of you are called. Like for me, I'm waiting. I'm saying, here, my God, use me for working in miracles and gifts of healings. But it's probably going to be in Timbuktu or over in India or over in Africa where the people need them and where they're desperate for Jesus and where perhaps that's all they've got because they don't have a medical world that we live in. We're quite spoiled. We're quite spoilt here. Okay, but we can, as children of God, each and every one of you, all of you can walk naturally supernatural in the oracle gifts, in the gift of prophecy. Prophecy is for edification, exhortation, and comfort to man. If I said to you, who in here does not need a word of edification, exhortation, or some comfort? I reckon that none of you would be able to put your hand up because in some area of our lives, we need to be edified. We need to be exhorted. We need to be comforted. And how wonderful it is when someone does do that to us. Someone comes and prophesies to us. Isn't it exciting? Isn't it wonderful? Don't you love it? And someone gives you a word of knowledge. I love having my mail read. Yay! There is a God. Whoopee, he's got my number. He's looking at me. Okay, read my mail on Friday night. Okay, I'm going through a couple of health challenges. Well, whoop-de-doo. Aren't we all going through some challenges? Okay, so I'm under a gynecologist. Won't go any further because there's men in the room. Anyway, so I'm under a gynecologist. I'm waiting for some minor surgery. Okay, so meantime, I'm on some of these pills from the doctors. I hate pharmaceutical pills. It's my personal opinion. Anyway, so I'm on these pills, and a part of that is insomnia, like, you know, until I go and get my little surgery. Okay, so Friday night, I'm like, I'm so tired. I didn't sleep the night before. I don't want to go to church. I was being moved by how I felt. Amen? I was exhausted. Of course, you know, faith man, get up. Okay, sometimes we don't need, oh, honey, it's okay. You just stay home and wallow in your flesh, babe. There's a table for you down at church tonight, honey, but you just stay there, baby. No, faith husband, get up. So I got up, and of course, like all ladies do, you know, if the barn needs painting, paint it. We get the makeup on the face, so we hide the bags. All right, we get some pretty clothes on, and then no one knows nothing, do they? Oh, no. No, they don't, because we're walking by faith. And I get to church, and that night they were handing out three blessings of food parcels. And they said, when you come in, put your name in a basket. Well, we came in through the side door. I didn't put my name in a basket. But somehow mine was one of the names called out that night. So the Lord had a blessing for me at church in the midst of my enemy, which was obviously tiredness. He had my number. If you can just get to church, you will be blessed. If you can just get to church and touch Jesus, Jesus is going to touch you, amen? If you can just get to the gifts of the Spirit, you are going to get knowledge. You are going to desire. The Bible says in Corinthians, desire spiritual gifts, but especially you may prophesy. How are you going to know what you want in a restaurant unless you open up the menu and look at it, and then you will desire something in that restaurant to eat? The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. When we're with our friends in the community and with our loved ones in the community, sometimes they don't need a food parcel. They need a word of knowledge. They need a gift. They need that gift, a gift of prophecy or a gift of special faith. They need a hand up in the spirit. Amen. And we can give that to them. They need a word of wisdom, which is about their future. Okay, sometimes it's not just enough to pray for them. We need the manifestation of the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what Jesus did. We need the word come alive. And when we have our mail read, people know there is a God. When you can walk up to anyone and you can prophesy and you can read their mail, oh, whoa, God is in the house. Amen? God is in the house. And the last thing I'll share, it's just like any woman. I go to the hairdressers and I pick up those magazines and I'm looking through and I see a picture of a big fat cheesecake. Oh, I love cheesecake. And I look at that and what happens? I start desiring cheesecake. I'm going to take a photo of that picture and that recipe and I want to go home and make that cheesecake. Amen. So we encourage you, if you come to the class on the gifts of the Spirit, you are going to start to desire those gifts and you're going to desire to operate in them. And the Lord wants us to be passionate. He wants us to be hungry. He wants us to desire those gifts of the Spirit, not only for the body of Christ, but like Danny said, for those that are out there, they're hungering and thirsting after Jesus. And Jesus didn't just come in word only. Jesus is not a book in black and white with a little bit of red. Jesus is the power of God unto salvation. Jesus is the manifestation of what they need at that given time. You can be the person loosed across someone's path. They're about to commit suicide, and you come into their world and you give them an oracle out of the mouth of God through your mouth. And it's not all a hullabaloo up there spiritual. It can be out of conversation. That is the greatest. When you are flowing and you're letting the Spirit of God move through in your conversation, so naturally supernatural. And you talk to that person and they break down and they start to cry. And then they tell you, I was about to go and commit suicide, but you came into my world and you read my mail and you gave me comfort, exhortation, and edification. And I now desire, to live and I desire to know the one that you know. Amen. How powerful is that? How powerful. Yeah, there was a workmate of hubby's and I'm a bit of a prayer warrior and the Lord wakes me up at 3 and I surf Facebook and I pray and I do all this kind of stuff. And there was a workmate of my husband's and he'd done a poetry page and I was a member of it because I wrote poetry. And at 3 in the morning, somehow I'm just doing the Facebook and I just suddenly got inspired on that poetry page. I just wrote this prophetic poem at 3 in the morning. Well, a little did I know, he was up and awake and contemplating suicide at that time. And he's revealed the next day, he told Danny at work, I was severely contemplating suicide. And I was awake and I was being tormented by devils. And suddenly I saw your wife's post 3 in the morning of this poem and it broke him. It reached him in his point of need. I did not know that. And I never would have known that unless he divulged it to my husband the next day. So there's things that we're going to do and we're not going to know the impact on planet Earth. We're not going to know. But our responsibility is to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. And the gifts of the Spirit will teach you what the 9 gifts are, the difference between them. And like I said, you will get an appetite for them. And you will hunger and thirst after being moved in them. And you'll go up at another level to reach the lost. Amen? Because it's not only in word, it's in demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? So we look forward to seeing you here Wednesday night. And money's not a problem. You just come and you give a koha. You bake me a cake. Amen?